во сне и не спросит меня, почему так тревожно, томительно мне, почему же я одна и висит надо мной тишина, где потухшие окна и где нету моего окна. Есть у города много огней, каждый чьей-то любовью зажжен. Мой огонь, как узнать поскорей, где однажды засветится он? Почему? Потухшие окна, нигде нету моего окна. Все мне снятся нескладные сны, все я словно куда-то лечу, чтобы легким крылом тишины твоему прикоснуться плечу. Почему же я одна и висит надо мной тишина, где потухшие окна и где нету моего окна? Звуки гаснущих сильных шагов, почему же я одна? И висит надо мной тишина, где потухшие окна и где нету моего окна. Звуки гаснущих сильных шагов я ловлю переулке пустом.
Block will keep on destroying, looting, fucking up and killing until the money work system no longer exists and automation is completely instituted. With Mark Ariel Waller, John Wilde. And
И как-то ненавидел весь дом, только песня совсем не о том. как не ладили люди с котом.
Rice paddies. Rice paddies remain
Nymer.
Peasants in rice paddies as one regime topples another. A few of the more volatile will whimper and sulk and throw their toys and dish rags on the ceiling. Time together. A video project in many episodes by Mark Ariola for Mindaugas Triennial 2012 at CAC Vilnius. 12 episodes of a series set alongside the triennial. Time together. You can watch it, all 12 episodes, via Mark website. Can you turn my microphone down?
Если черный кот дорогу перейдет, а пока наоборот, только черному коту и не везет. Бедный кот от кустов до хвоста больше, чем сама чернота. Да и песенка как обидно быть черным котом. Говорят, не повезет, если черный кот дорогу перейдет, а пока наоборот, только черному коту и не везет. Не везет. Не везет.
Curious orange. But on the whole, yeah, we got on very well.
Have you never been tempted to stray?
A good few years ago, Joan, when I was a security guard for a sweet factory in the Rotherham area, yeah. I attended a conference. I've written a song about it, actually.
Oh.
In the folk idiom. Don't know if you like folk.
Yes.
I don't.
Oh.
I think it encourages slovenly dress.
Do you?
But it just came out like that.
Yes. Can I hear that song, John?
Not now,
because
John.
Because you've got your organ out, I notice.
Yeah, but there's...
Can I... Please, I... John.
No.
Come on.
Well...
Play me the song.
All right. Oh. But I must be crazy.
You're not crazy, John.
I am, Joan, because
no.
Mary will be home very shortly, and I still haven't painted the window.
But I shall paint it, John, while you sing the song.
Yes, well...
The music will spare me out.
Ooh. Right, yes. Yeah, Joan's painted the windowsill. In time to the music. Lovely. I was at a conference for security personnel. They just completed the opening address when I started to feel unwell. So I put down my fat pack and tiptoed out to the gents for a quick splashdown. Then I popped to the bar for an orange juice, and I saw as I sat down an unaccompanied lady sitting at the bar.
Did
you? Unaccompanied lady, I wonder who you are.
Did you, John? Did you take a shine to her?
Well, let's find out, John. Who she was plain, because she wore on her lapel a badge which bore the name Denise from the Derbyshire town of Bakewell. She was a beauty oh so rare, I trembled as I saw her stoop to retrieve a packet of nuts she dropped upon the floor. An unaccompanied lady sitting at the bar. Unaccompanied lady, I wonder who you are. That's it, Joan. Keep it up. Doing very well. At that moment a man appeared, her husband, I presume. He kissed her and briskly whisked her away back to the conference room. I saw them later in the carvery, sharing a leg of lamb, and cursed myself for forgetting briefly that I'm a married man. Oh, unaccompanied lady, sitting at the bar. Unaccompanied lady, I wonder where you are.
I finished.
Joan!
What?
What the hell have you done?
Aye.
Oh, you've got paint all over the glass.
Oh, dear. I got a bit carried away, didn't I?
You did.
Sorry.
Oh, Joan.
Sveiki sutikę praleisti šiek tiek laiko kartu. Šiandien pašnekėsime apie Venerą. Tai artimiausia Žemė vidinė planeta, antra po Merkurijaus pagal nuotolį nuo Saulės. Venera panaši į Žemę savo dydžiu bei tuo, kad turi atmosferą, tik sukasi apie savo ašį į kitą pusę nei kitos planetas. Veneros orbita pasvirusi į ekliptikos plokštumą 3,4 laipsnių kampu. Du kartus per 243 metus su 8 metų tarpu Venera atsiduria tiesėje jungiančioje Žemę ir Saulę. Turime galimybę matyti Veneros tranzitą tai jos linkimą Saulės disku. Paskutiniai tranzitai buvo 2004 metais ir šiemet prieš kelis mėnesius. Nors Venera 4 kart didesnė už Mėnulį, dėl didelio atstumo nuo Žemės, jos diskas atrodo 30 kartų mažesnis už Saulę. Veneros tranzito stebėjimas iš skirtingų Žemės vietų kadaise padėjo nustatyti atstumą iki Saulės, atstumą iki Veneros ir Saulės sistemos matmenis. Dabar šie stebėjimai leidžia tobulinti metodus, kuriais stebimos kitų egzoplanetų atmosferos, joms slenkant per savo šviesulius. O dabar prisijunkime prie kitų.
Situate this source in me without specifying where exactly. No finicking. Anything is preferable to the consciousness of third parties and, more generally speaking, of an outer world. Carry, if necessary, this process of compression to the point of abandoning all other postulates than that of a deaf half-wit, hearing nothing of what he says and understanding even less. Evoke at painful junctures, when discouragement threatens to raise its head, the image of a vast cretinous mouth, red, blubber and slobbering, in solitary confinement, extruding indefatigably, with a noise of wet kisses and washing in a tub, the words that obstruct it. Set aside once and for all, at the same time as the analogy with orthodox damnation, all idea of beginning and end. Overcome, that goes without saying, the fatal leaning towards expressiveness. Equate me, without pity or scruple, with him who exists, somehow, no matter how, no finicking, with him whose story this story had the brief ambition to be. Better, ascribe to me a body. Better still, arrogate to me a mind. Speak of a world of my own, sometimes referred to as the inner, without choking. Doubt no more. Seek no more. Take advantage of the brand new soul and substantiality to abandon, with the only possible abandon, deep down within. And finally, these and other decisions having been taken, carry on cheerfully as before. Something has changed, nevertheless. Not a word about Mahud or Worm for the past. Ah, yes, I nearly forgot. Speak of time without flinching. And what is more, it just occurs to me by a natural association of ideas, treat of space with the same easy grace, as if it were not bunged up on all sides, a few inches away. After all, that's something, a few inches, to be thankful for. It gives one air, room for the tongue to loll, to have lolled, to loll on. When I think, that is to say, no, let it stand. When I think of the time I've wasted with these brand dips, beginning with Murphy, who wasn't even the first, when I had me on the premises, within easy reach, tottering onto my own skin and bones, real ones, rotting with solitude and neglect, till I doubted my own existence, and even still, today, I have no faith in it, none, so that I have to say, when I speak, who speaks, and seek, and so on, and similarly for all the other things that happen to me, and for which someone must be found, for things that happen must have someone to happen to, someone must stop them. But Murphy and the others, and last but not least, the two old buffers here present, could not stop them. The things that happened to me. Nothing could happen to them of the things that happened to me. And nothing else either. There is nothing else. Let us be lucid for once. Nothing else but what happens to me, such as speaking and such as seeking, and which cannot happen to me, which prowl round me like bodies in torment, the torment of no abode, no repose. No, like hyenas screeching and laughing. No, no better, no matter. I shut.
Всем жиномам.
Thank you. as soon as we see a free individual talk about freedom, autonomy, and so on, it's all a lot of can't. As soon as anyone really manifests anything approaching autonomy or freedom, is at a high risk, or she more particularly is at a high risk in our society. The ratio of lobotomists to female to men are 3-1 in America. Lobotomies are coming back again, having admitted after over 25 years, side effects of tranquilizers. People are now making a reputation and discovering the so-called side effects of tranquilizers. These side effects of tranquilizers are not the side effects of tranquilizers. These are the effects of tranquilizers. There's no such thing as side effects. These are the effects. But you see, sort of like gross, irreparable Parkinsonism and irreparable brain damage. These existed at the very beginning. They existed when tranquilizers first came in. Tranquilizers were introduced in the first place from laboratory experiments, which were based on conditioning of rats, and they were found to be particularly good at enhancing conditionability, as making people more amenable, or rats more amenable, more compliant. But you had to find a terminology to amuse the public. They were called tranquilizers. That sounded a bit nice, that everyone likes to be tranquilized. At the same time, they produced the effect, the attack of the brain, particular endothelial system and other systems and so forth, etc., which have to do with being too aroused internally, calculating with it. So tranquilizers. But now tranquilizers having decanted people out of mental hospitals into the streets and into ghettos, sort of areas in different places. The non-hospitalized population can see that these drugs don't particularly cure anything. They just put a cotton wool between the stuff the brain with the cotton wool, as it were, and restrict the conduct of any kind. Restrict the thought, feelings, and conduct. So since tranquilizers have now seemed to have this effect, some people are now saying that they would rather start off treatment with electric shocks. And since it hasn't been gotten electric shocks, do actually definitely, some people are saying that, including Carl Pripper, who some of you might know as one of the world's leading neuroscientists, is known for the hologram theory of as far as he's concerned, the next neurosurgeon would rather have a lobotomy than electric shocks. So we're now going to start off with lobotomies and move on to electric shocks, and none of that was to plant people on these brain drugs that will act as a sort of chemical straitjacket.
Block ever marches, it will be over the sickening face. If objects block ever strikes, it will be in the dark. Six-inch blade. Object block will always operate on a criminal as opposed to a civil disobedience basis, that as opposed to openly violating the law and going to jail. In order to draw attention to an injustice. Such tactics acknowledge the rightness of the overall system and are used mainly to modify it slightly, change specific laws. Abject block is against the entire system. The very idea of law and government. Abject block is out to destroy the system, not attain certain rights within it. Also, abject block, always selfish, always cool, will always aim to avoid detection and punishment. Abject block will always be furtive, sneaky, underhanded, although abject block murders will always be known to be such.
Such a beautiful rose, don't you think? And beautiful day. Oh, I saw you on the train. I'm so sorry you missed your stop and such a long way back too. The next train, it's not due for hours. I knew we'll talk. I sensed it.
Atsiprašau, aš jūsų neprisimenu.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'm practicing for my holiday in Scotland. I can't wait to go there.
Exhibition Solar at Self Project Space. We'll be right back.
Walking slow, breathing heavy, you can see that sweat. How a shining argument out of control in my mind. I'm here for the sole purpose of your death. Walking slow, breathing heavy, you can see that sweat. I'm here for the sole purpose of your death. Look into my eyes and see the revelations of your divine. Feel the pain that's dead in the center of your heart. Reflections of the sun, reflections of the dark.
Bang. New film by Matthew Noel Todd, showing at the Hub Building in Victoria Park on Saturday, 22nd of September, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Produced and filmed during Matthew's two-year-long residency with the Chisenhall Gallery in Victoria Park. Bang is a film with talking dogs that traces the development of the world spirit from Plato through August 2011 riots to today. Using references from popular film and television, the work presents an idiosyncratic reflection on contemporary life in which live action is combined with CGI animation, a technique frequently used in children's films with animal protagonists. Bang is set against the backdrop of the newly renovated Victoria Park, including the playgrounds, Chinese pagoda, and the statues of the dogs of Alcibiades, which stand at the Swordstone Road entrance to the park. Writer Benedict Seymour describes the film as a materialist history of the present that uses the language of internet memes, advice dogs, and infantilized avatars to tussle with the journey from an organic society to the surreal subsumption of capital.
Than to make love with you. The only way to make me want to want you as before is to convince me that you'll not betray a trust. Your lies have rotted to the core. The past is gone, and I am left forlorn. Hatred's not dead, and love not yet reborn. She's my woman, I'm her man. I'm her eggs and bacon, she's my frying pan. I'm a lord, she's all I've got. Like water to a drowning man. Someone dear. Someone to paint the sky for. Someone to live and die for. Someone who doesn't chatter. Someone who doesn't matter.
Oh, come here, my dear, my darling. somebody. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. I'm a mummy.
Thanks for
coming, Tim.
Thank you, Mark, coming on FGX Block Radio.